This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Punk Rock NBA Podcast.
Really quickly, before we get into this episode, I wanted to mention my Patreon. Patrons get all of the podcasts a week early. I do giveaways. I do some other stuff. But most importantly, if you want me to review your music or artwork or anything else, Patreon is the way to do that. Every month, I do a call for submissions. All you need to do if you want me to review something is just post it in the comments of that post. Then I will review it live on Twitch for the hundreds of people that tune into every stream and post it on Patreon for everyone to check out. All you need to do is just join at the $10 and up level. Stay tuned for that post and you are good to go. So if that sounds cool to you and you want me to review your music, artwork, or anything else, hit the link in the show notes for this episode. And thank you very much to everyone who supports over on Patreon.
Let's talk about this video. Teens react to Linkin Park. This is a little bit of an older one, but everybody seemed to love Gen Z reacting to Slipknot. So let's check this out. This is from 5 years ago. So let's see if the teens of 5 years ago felt differently about nu metal than the teens of today. My hope, look, I know it was 5 years ago, so we probably won't be in there, but my hope is that we get to see the return of Lucas, who said, "Is this music? Because all I hear is screaming."
I'm sorry, I don't hear music. I just hear screaming.
And I said, "That kid is my spirit animal. I want to adopt him and take him home. I love that kid. I hope that there is a Lucas in this video because he made my day." Let's see. Before we get any further into the video, have you checked out my Spotify playlist? I add new stuff to it pretty much anytime I find a cool new song. So I update it usually a couple times a week with some new stuff. So if you are looking for new music to check out, hit the link in the description of this video.
This is what I remember.
These lyrics are so dramatic, but you don't really notice because it's so loud.
It's so loud.
Oh, he's got such a powerful voice. I love it so much.
I like, see, 5 years ago, he's wearing this Punisher hat, and it's probably just because he likes Punisher, because this is back in 2017. Now, if he wore a Punisher hat, that means that he's basically a Nazi. But 5 years ago, you could just wear a hat like that because you like the Punisher.
So we're going to be showing you a handful of music videos by a band that's been around for a long time, starting with their newest...
Eric. Now, this is cheating. Eric is 19, so he's only barely a teen. That doesn't really count. But I do like he's got the lip ring like it's still 2006. So shout out to Eric having a lip ring in 2017.
Video.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Let's do it.
I don't like my mind right now.
Now, why would they start with this song? This is from One More Light, which is an album that I like, but I mean, come on. You can't start with this era of Linkin Park.
I don't know who this is.
I have no idea what this is.
I can tell you I already don't know this band.
Well, maybe because they picked like a song that nobody recognizes from Linkin Park, but still, I'm glad. I mean, anytime that teenagers say that they don't know the music from 20, 25 years ago, I'm happy about that. Because why should they know songs from 25 years ago? And more importantly, I know how much it's going to trigger all the boomers in the comments. How dare this 19-year-old not know about a song from 1997?
It's Linkin Park? It's literally Linkin Park.
It's literally Linkin Park, not figuratively.
Okay. This guy looks a little older.
This guy looks a little older. Come on. Don't do my Manchester like that. Come on. You say that
in Paris. So is it a boy-girl group?
It's a definitely very different vibe from their original stuff.
He's right.
Okay, this is good. I like this.
This doesn't sound bad. This actually sounds good.
I start liking it, and then I hear the chorus kick in. And there's this really simple drum beat in the background, and I'm like, I could have made this.
Come on, Punisher hat guy. He said there's a really simple drum beat in the background. I could have made this. This man sounds like one of my YouTube commenters. This song sucks. Anybody could make this crap. Found the musician, exactly. Is there any musician that has ever listened to somebody else's music and been like, man, that was really good. I could never do that. Or what a great song. I could learn something from this. No. Like, why is this? Every musician just like, it's always their first impulse to just like trash it. Why?
Very depressing music video. I can tell.
Dream Theater fan confirmed. That's right.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's really become a pop video and that really bothers me. So much more
than I can. Okay. Yes. He said it's become a pop video and that really bothers me. Confirmed. This guy is in a gent band in the current year. This guy is in a gent band where every fucking riff sounds like Doomsday by Architects.
I have no idea who this is, but I feel like once you start playing their old stuff, I might get it.
This Linkin Park.
Fair enough.
What the hell was that?
I don't know if I would have recognized that song. You know, I've been listening to Linkin Park for a long time. I don't know if I would have recognized that one. So fair enough. Well, next up, we're going back to some classic Linkin Park. They should have started with this song.
I definitely know the song.
This is what I remember.
You gotta do that when you're listening to this song.
Is that the same guy?
He looks completely different.
I've heard this.
I've definitely listened to this song.
It's a great song. He's rocking out.
This is very different.
I can't look at the same band.
Who is this though? Oh.
Rocking out. Lip ring rocking out.
Definitely a lot different.
See, this is what I expect from Linkin Park. Not that pop shit that they were popping out.
Oh my god. I want to throw this guy off a roof. This is what I expect from Linkin Park. Not that pop shit. Listen, Blue Lives Matter, Punisher Hat Man. Stay out of my comments. That's all I have to say.
Hey, what's up? My name's Lurk, and I'm the host of Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast. Every week, I have in-depth conversations with bands from all over the scene, big and small. We also like to keep our finger on the pulse and showcase up-and-coming bands on the show as well. So come check out Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock Podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or Go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode. It starts
with one. I've heard this song too.
This video is hilarious. This video looks like an Oblivion cutscene. That's why I love it. I'm expecting, what do they call it? Like the Daedra or whatever to crawl out of some Oblivion gate in the background.
I imagine this is where everybody was like, oh, this is Linkin Park.
Wait, this is Linkin Park.
Is this Linkin Park?
This song is so dramatic. It's on every 2000 playlist I have.
I don't know what that new
song is. As it should be.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is very 2000s with like the cheap graphics that like wouldn't pass now.
Listen, we were doing the best with what we had at the time. Don't sass your elders like that. How dare you insult my original Xbox cutscene graphics? How dare you? Go to your room, and I'm taking away your iPad for the rest of the night. No, I don't care if your friend sent you a Snapchat that you need to read. Go to your room. You insulted my graphics. Oblivion is a great game.
It doesn't even matter.
This is honestly a really good song.
It is a great song.
This is probably like a top 10 like alternative bands like ever.
I didn't know they were still making music. I definitely know this song. Like they play it on K-Rock all the time.
My only complaint so far, you know, this video is 5 years old, so I feel like they hadn't quite nailed down their formula yet of giving the kids really enraging, disrespectful things to say just to like trigger people in the comments like they did with the Slipknot video. So, you know, this video is fine, but I was really hoping for more rage bait.
One of my favorite songs too, just because I knew the rap so well. There's something inside me
that pulls beneath the surface. I think I know this song.
Look at Chester's hair, man. Look at that. He went like full hedgehog back then. That's right. This was early Teens React. They didn't know that they had to have the teens say cringy things for views. Yeah, I feel like I'm not cringing as much as I was hoping to, but it's still good. Okay, this kid knows. Now what does Mr. Punisher have to say about this?
These lyrics are so dramatic, but you don't really notice because it's so loud.
It did have some pretty heavy lyrics, it's true.
I think that's my favorite 90s hairstyle, is just like the multiple unicorn horns.
I know
you and me
don't
both,
listen
brother.
To these songs often, but sometimes I feel like I just don't appreciate them enough. I don't know.
Great video.
I like this animation that they're doing.
I actually really like this music video. This is really
the
cool.
The video's incredibly well done.
I just listen to this on a CD player.
Okay, I know this song.
It's a great video. As I recall, Mike Shinoda, like, art directed it, I believe. And I forget who it was, but the studio that they got to do this video was, like, a very legit anime studio that had just done some really big series. I don't remember what it was, but really incredibly well done video. They went to Japan and hired like a real studio for it and everything.
Linkin Park made good music.
And good videos.
I'm actually really impressed.
I know this song too.
Oh, I've heard this song. Everyone's heard this song.
Man, they have so many hits.
I like this song.
It's so funny watching like the lead singer's like evolution.
Great choruses.
Yeah, this is probably the one I know the best.
And great lyrics.
This one was a really good song.
See, I'm disappointed. These kids are saying too many complimentary things about the music of my youth. Come on. What's wrong with kids these days? What's wrong with you? Don't you know that your job is to just disrespect and shit on everything that your parents like? Disappointed. Why aren't you kids rebelling enough? Don't listen to what I say. Don't respect me, goddammit. Disrespect me right now or you're going to your room.
He's got such a powerful voice. I love it so much. And that's what I like, the pop song. I feel like it puts his voice to waste.
Kind of want to go back and listen to some Linkin Park now.
Exactly. Disrespect your surroundings too. Or I'm taking
Every
away your
one.
iPad.
This song was on Transformers.
This is a Transformers theme song.
That's right. We need more intergenerational friction.
I think my favorite thing about watching music videos that progress from the 90s to now is just seeing all of the hair colors change.
Oh, dang. They do have, like, really good music videos that, like, highlight a lot of serious issues.
They so do, good. And I believe Mike Shinoda and Mike Hahn, or Joe Hahn, rather, Mike Shinoda and Joe Hahn directed most of their videos, didn't they? So, yeah, really says a lot about how talented the band was, that not only did they write such great music, but they also directed a lot of like really iconic videos, like the one for Numb won quite a few awards and like really holds up.
I haven't heard these in a while. I'm really enjoying this. Super nostalgia for me.
A lot of the music is sort of the same, and there's just something just kind of cringy about it, but I think it's
there
just
we
because
go.
Everyone else hates on them. So I feel
there we go. I don't remember this girl's name, but here she's bringing the heat, calls Linkin Park cringy.
There's just something just kind of cringy about it, but I think it's just because everyone else hates on them, so I feel like I need to.
Linkin Park.
That's right. You go, girl. There it is. There it is. Now you're doing what teenagers are supposed to do. Shit on the classics of your parents' generation. Watch the steam rise and the black smoke come out of their ears. How dare you insult Crazy Town? Butterfly is a classic. You disrespectful little shit!
It's nice to hear them again. I think they definitely, like, defined the alternative genre.
So, that was the band Linkin Park.
Okay.
No
Question
way!
Time.
They have been a massively successful band that has been around for over 2 decades now.
Wow.
Damn. I mean, great for you guys.
Good for them for still making music. They, like, stuck around, even with all the hate that they get.
How familiar-
From you! All the hate they get from you! Gosh darn it, young lady.
Where are you with their music?
I like their music a lot.
Apparently Chester was still alive when this video came out. So, you know, some people in the chat were wondering, were they going easy on Linkin Park because Chester just died? But apparently he was still around when this came out, which is a good thing because, man, imagine if these kids had just shit on the band and then he killed himself, you know, a month later, how bad they would feel. So I'm glad they didn't.
I feel like I'm pretty familiar.
I'm very familiar with their older music. From Hybrid Theory and Meteora.
Pretty familiar with their older stuff.
No. Okay, well, we don't care about the Q&As. There we have it. That is teens reacting to Linkin Park. There were a couple moments there, but I gotta say, overall, you know, that Slipknot video, that was just chef's kiss. That was a masterpiece of rage bait. Again, if anybody from the React channel is watching and you need someone to help, ghostwrite some comments for your next batch of kids. They want to shit all over some classic metal band like, you know, kids react, teens react to Metallica. Let me help you write that one. Let me help you write teens react to Pantera, teens react to Metallica. Guarantee you it will be the biggest video you've ever done. If there's anybody on earth that knows how to enrage boomer metal fans, it is this guy right here. So consider this a job application. This is what God put me on the earth to do. Ooh, teens react to System of a Down. That is it. That is it. Come on. Come on. Give me a call. Just give me the shot. Give me the shot to do Teens React to System of a Down. I promise I'll make it worth your while. You won't regret this. Put me in, coach. Put me in. Put me in. All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home thinking about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, you. Did you have any plans this year? Ha! How's that going? Did you get 2020'd? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020'd, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020'd.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, this is Chris Swinney, formerly of the Ataris and currently host of That One Time on Tour, part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Have you ever wondered what it's really like on the road? The highs can be euphoric, but the lows can be crushing. Join me every week as I chat with industry pros about what it's like living out their wildest dream and, in some cases, their worst nightmare. Past guests of the show include members of NoFX, Pennywise, Bad Religion, and more. Listen and subscribe at SoundTalentMedia.com.